Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
There's some awards that you want to win, like an Emmy or an Oscar or a, you know, Crew Member of the Month 1983 at McDonald's Hex. And then there are some awards you don't want to win, like a Logie or a Shonky. And when it comes to the Shonkies, the eyes of choice are well and truly over so many products. Great to have a chat to Tom Godfrey, Choice Spokesperson, the 11th Annual Choice Shonky Awards. Tom, good morning. We probably need to start with Samsung, the Galaxy Note 7, because you're a little bit confident that you had a part to play in the news this morning.
Oh, look, what an epic fail. Samsung, 12 months ago, we were talking about their dodgy top-loader washing machines. Now it is their flaming Galaxy Note 7. Not only did they put 51,000 of these things on the market, recalled them weeks later, they then put dodgy replacement phones on the market. But look, you'll be glad to know they have now ceased production. They are no longer making it. And if you have one, whatever you do, stop using it, take it back and get your money back.
So what, well, will they replace it with a phone or they'll, how's it going to work?
Yeah, look, it's your decision. So under Australian consumer law, this is what you call a major failure. This thing can catch fire. So you decide whether or not you get a replacement, repair or a refund. But there are so many phones to choose from. I would be getting my money back and getting something different.
Yeah, I could imagine the gang at Apple would be rubbing their hands going, oh, and every other manufacturer as well. How very fortuitous. What have American Express done wrong?
Oh, my goodness. Amex, how cheeky is this? Now, Amex cards, one of the most expensive, highest surcharges on the market. And we were a bit, perplexed earlier in the year because they came out with a surcharge-free campaign. And we thought, eureka, they're dropping their excessive surcharge that funds their rewards program. But then on closer inspection, what they were actually doing was trying to convince retailers not to pass the surcharge on. But, you know, we think all that is a bit of deception. They just were claiming surcharge free, but really what we think would happen was that it would lead to all of us just paying more for everything to fund wealthy rewards cards holders. We think that's pretty shocking.
So basically you don't get hit with a surcharge, but the price of the product that you're buying probably goes up that little bit to cover it.
That's it. Oh. Yeah, that's it. I know, what a shocker. Anyway.
Did they think that that was going to pass scoped by the eyes at choice?
Oh, what were they thinking? Seriously.
Everyone likes clean clothes, but Vanishpreen Power Powder, is it not as powerful as they say?
Oh, from the makers of dodgy targeted pain relief, Reckitt Benckiser. Now, look, we tested 22 carpet cleaners earlier this year, and look, Vanishpreen Power Powder bottomed the test. Now, sure, that's bad, but what came in ahead of it? Water. Water alone. Now, if you're paying $14.70 for a pink, garishly pink bottle, then you expect it to perform a bit better than water in a cloth. Not the greatest moment there for Reckitt Benckiser.
Dear, you could use water in a cloth, but for nearly $15, have a pink container.
That's right.
No wonder you're laughing. Nestle Milo. Now, I've got to say, I do like my Milo. I'm a little bit sceptical of some of the advertising. I know they say there's a lot of energy in there, but what's Milo done wrong?
Oh, look, I love Milo. It is delicious malt chocolate sugar dirt, and I often eat it straight out of the tin.
So
but Nestle, it is not a health food. Now, they put on there that it's 4.5 health stars, but you need to go to the fine print because that 4.5 health star rating is for the skim milk you're meant to add to it. Now, I don't know about you, but I haven't been known to have Milo with skim milk, so a little bit shonky. When you actually rate the contents of the tin, it only gets 1.5 stars. So seriously dodgy from Milo, and we think that they should clean up their act, put the proper rating on the tin.
You know where I eat my Milo?
Where?
Ice cream. Do you have Milo?
Oh, yes. Ice cream, absolutely. That's how I love it. So my kids have it. Excellent. Milo's delicious. It's just not a health food.
And now we've done that, it's got a 0-star rating by the time you put it on a big pile of vanilla ice cream. Now, speaking of Milo, you like to mix it with your milk, but camel milk?
Camel milk. Oh, what a bargain. It's $21 a litre. Sign me up. Get that in the weekly shop. Problem with this is that Camel Milk Victoria started making some very dodgy health claims. So they were claiming that this product could help with everything from tuberculosis, cancer, ulcers, you name it. What a wonder substance. Only problem is it's utter rot. So we've referred that on to the regulator because clearly they need to change that claim.
Well, it's probably better for cleaning your carpet than the Vanish Preen Power Powder. So maybe that's where they need to market it.
Look, I tell you what, sometimes these companies just push it a little too far, but when you're trying to convince sick people that this stuff's going to have a benefit, I think we've got to draw the line, and a well-deserved shonky for them.
Tom Godfrey, you enjoy your job way too much. Thanks for having a chat to us today.
No worries at all.
2NUR FM 103.7.